Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the first of our special services, and I'll tell you a bit more about those later on. And we're delighted that you're here this morning, and it's good to have some friends here at home, some friends who have come maybe for the first time in a long time, for the parents of our children. And also, can I just give a very special welcome to Stephen and Heather Cuthbert and their children. It's good to have them in our service this morning. And of course, we are delighted to have our boys and girls from Stepping Stones who will be taking part in our programme this morning. Our prayer meeting is off today at 5 o'clock, so don't come down early. And then our carol service at 6 p.m. We have Philip Campbell. We're working him hard. He's speaking this morning. He's speaking this evening. Speaking tomorrow morning. So do come along again for our carol service tonight. A number of people are taking part in that. Tomorrow morning is Christmas. As if you could forget. So do come along at 10 o'clock. We have our normal family service, and it will be live streamed if you can't make it. So do come along again tomorrow morning. Our Bible study, of course, is off this week, but on Thursday, connect our meeting at 7 o'clock for games and quiz in the Minor Hall, and that's open to everyone. Next Sunday, our service is at 11 and 6, and it's the New Year's Eve, so we have in the morning and indeed the evening the Reverend Darren Dewey with us. And at 6 p.m. we're having a praise service, so you're all invited along to that. And Darren will be bringing an epilogue for that praise service. Some other announcements. In the new year, just to give you a heads up, we're having special time of prayer meetings. And that will be Wednesday the 3rd, Thursday the 4th, and Friday the 5th of January. So what better way can we have of starting the new year but praying for the year ahead, and especially for the church? There will be a big change in our church this year as we have our new minister, Reverend Rodney Orr, coming, and his wife, Amore. Now, Eleanor is currently organising the meet and greet teams, so if you still want to put your name down, you've still got the chance to do that, speak to Eleanor or any of the deacons. I know this sounds a bit far away, but our AGM was announced as being on the 29th of February. It has been brought forward a week to the 22nd of February, so change that in your diaries. I know you're all looking forward to that. So the AGM is the 22nd of February. On our church prayer calendar today, we are remembering Heather Wilson, who is working down in County Fermanagh with the Faith Mission, and she's working in the border area as well. So do pray for Heather at this time. And then I have a little card that Eileen Turner gave me just to read out to you. And she says, I would like to thank the church for their prayers for me over the last weeks, for the phone calls and cards. Praise the Lord, I feel a lot better, and that's great to know. So do continue to pray for Eileen and others in our fellowship who do need a real touch of healing from the Lord. Then finally, on behalf of the church, I'd like to express our sympathy to some of our friends who have lost loved ones recently. First of all, to our Jane Owen on the death of her sister, and also to Maisie Johnson on the death of Clifford. Clifford was buried yesterday. Clifford was a former deacon and contributed much to the church. Clifford has been in the church for many years. So do pray for those families and other families who have suffered bereavement recently and indeed this year. These are all the announcements, and I'm just going to ask Philip to come and pray at this time.
Let's bow together as we come to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord, loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the privilege and the opportunity of being together this Lord's Day morning. We know, dear Father, that we love to come to church every Sunday, but we know, Father, that this is a special Sunday. It's a Sunday remembering the coming of our Saviour into the world this Christmas time. So we praise you, and we ask, Lord, your blessing upon every part of our service today. We're so grateful that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. May we each worship him and receive him into our hearts, even today. Father, we do want to pray for those who are not able to be with us. We know, dear Lord, that there have been those bereaved, and we ask that you'll come to them in a special way. We think of the Johnson family, and we pray for Maisie and all of the family circle. We pray for Jane Owen, Lord, on the loss of her sister. We ask, Lord, your blessing upon others who have lost loved ones, others who are housebound and unable to come today. Pray too, Lord, for Mary Dundas and for Margaret Twyford and others who have difficulty getting about at the moment. And we pray, Father, that you will graciously be near to them and touch them according to their need. We pray your special blessing upon the boys and girls today. We ask, Lord, that as they take part in the service, you will give them your help. And we pray, Lord, that we will not just enjoy their contribution, but see through it the wonderful message of Christmas, the coming of Jesus into this world to be our Saviour. So we ask, Lord, that you'll continue with us, because we bring our prayer in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Everyone, and we're just going to stand and sing our first carol up this morning, which is Silent Night. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
It's really good to see you all here, and I bid you a really warm welcome, especially those who don't normally worship with us here. I hope you feel welcome, and you will enjoy what the children have prepared for us this morning. Make another wee line. Okay, as the children are getting jiggled about there and into their spaces, in my quiet time yesterday, I was reading a couple of verses, and it really spoke to me and impressed in my heart that the shepherds, whenever they heard that Jesus had been born in the manger, they rushed to see him, and they fell down and worshipped him. They bowed and they knelt. And the kings, on that very first Christmas morning, bowed and knelt before this baby who they acknowledged as being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Saviour of the world. And these are the verses. They're found, maybe not commonly read at Christmas, but they're found in Psalm 95, verse 6 and 7. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. So today, as we sing about the birth of the Lord Jesus, I hope that you'll all remember that first Christmas morn when he came to be our Saviour, and that we will all bow our knee before the Lord of creation. Now, do you see your mummies and daddies and aunties and uncles and everybody sitting down there? Do you want to wave at them? And they'll wave back at you, I'm sure. And yous are all going to do great because yous have sang and yous have done all this, the readings before, and yous are going to do really well. Okay? So are yous ready? We'll get started.
The Lord himself will give you a sign by a behold shall virgin and conceive a son, and shall name his name Emmanuel.
The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord.
Jesus, Savior, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
Matthew 2, verse 6. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And then when they came into the house, they saw a young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down to worship him. And then they opened up their treasure, their presents into him, give him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Irish 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
Luke 1:31. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Luke 1:32-33. And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of their kingdom there shall be no end.
Thank you. Fabulous, boys and girls, well done, and thank you for helping us to celebrate Christmas with that brilliant nativity and wonderful singing. We're going to join together, so you have to follow that congregation. You have to sing really well in our next hymn, which is Who Is He in Yonder Stall, and we'll just stand and sing. Thank you.
Oh, Oh, fine. Very kind. There we go. Thank you. That's good. Thanks. Seems that all the musicians are going to stay behind me this morning. Well, that's their choice. They're going to miss what you're going to see. But first of all, boys and girls, thanks so much for what you sang and what you read, what you played. It was totally Brillo Pad. It really was. And I have to say this morning, compared to you, I feel a bit underdressed. But it's great to have you present the message of Jesus like that. Now I have to tell you one thing. Well, two things really. First of all, we do have a carol service tonight, and you'll be welcome to come at 6 o'clock for some really good singing and singing carols and reminding us of the Lord Jesus and his coming into the world. And tomorrow morning, Christmas morning, yeah, we have a service here, short service at 10 o'clock, and we hope that you might be able to come to that, because if you have something new that you'd like to show off or you'd like to show to us, then bring it along. Because our secretary, Billy Annette, is going to have a good look at the things that you bring along. You see, believe it or not, Billy used to be a wee boy. The trouble is, he was a wee boy, but same time I was. But he'd love to see those things. If you have something new that you'd like to show, then do bring it along. Maybe something not too huge, okay? But bring it along and let us share in the things that you have received for Christmas. I'm sure you'll receive many nice things. Now, we heard part of the story this morning, but I'm going to read it in full. And that's Matthew's Gospel and chapter 2, okay? So I want everybody to listen well to the Word of God this morning. Here's what the Bible says. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you find him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him.' And when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they'd seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." I wonder if you can tell me the next two words of this verse of Scripture. For God so loved... Only love, yeah? the world. That's right. God so loved the world. And it's good for us to remember that celebrating the birth of Jesus happens all over the world. And I don't just mean in Bangor, Ballymena and Belfast. Further than that, right across the world, remember what the angel said to the shepherds? This is good news for all people. And I want to show you something this morning, but first of all, I want to give a word of warning. I heard about a missionary. He was a missionary to Italy, and he said that whenever visitors came, especially on a Sunday, Dad would give the FHB sign. What's that? Well, you see, whenever you sit down to your dinner, you'll have a good dinner today, I'm sure, but even better one tomorrow, and you'll be sitting around the table, and Mum will start bringing the food out. And maybe she'll bring the turkey in, and maybe she'll bring some carrots, and maybe some sprouts. And you'll be anxious to get at them, won't you? You'll be anxious for have some food on your plate. But there may be guests there, maybe visitors there. And maybe your dad will give the FHB sign. Do you know what that means? Family hold back. Family hold back. And you allow the guests to have their food first. Because this man that I was listening to, who was a missionary to Italy, he said there was always enough for everybody. And always there was some left over. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of food. But why do I say FHB? Because I'm going to show flags of the world here. And I want to give the children a chance to identify them. All right? So FHB. All right? So because there's a lot, boys and girls, lots of clever clogs out here. They know what these flags are, and they'll probably want to shout them out. Okay? But if you know, you can shout out. Alright? So this is the first one. Let me say, here. Japan. Yes. Japan. That's not a difficult one. What about... Is that right? It is. That's Italy. Okay. What about this one? That's Sweden, yes, that's Sweden. Okay, that's good. By the way, I have to say that my grandchildren coloured these in for me. So they'll get a special hug tomorrow when I see them. Okay, now, I thought I would give you one to test you. Okay, what's this one? Not Argentina. There's one or two folk who might know here yet this morning. Okay. What do you think? Yep. Not Uganda? No. Go. One more. What? Papua New Guinea? Nope. Not that. One last try, okay? Pardon? Netherlands. No, it's not the Netherlands. Anybody over here know the answer? This is the flag of the Philippines. I thought I would test you out with that one. But I'll tell you, there is a flag that I would guess you probably will recognize. And it's this one. Here we go. I can get it open. Sorry. Okay. Talk among yourself. Here we go. Do you know that one? Yeah. It's Israel, yes. It's the flag of Israel. Now, there's some difficult and hard and nasty things that are happening in Israel at the moment, and I hope you pray that the Lord will bring peace to that troubled land. But this is the flag of Israel. And just in the same way that the wise men followed the star to get to Jesus, we're going to use this star. Does anyone know what this star is called? What do we call that star? Yep. Not the North Star. It's, somebody said that, it's the Star of David. The Star of David. And boys and girls, you remember how David was the shepherd boy who fought the giant Goliath and beat him, and then he became the king of Israel. And he became Israel's greatest king. For about 40 years, David reigned on the throne of Israel. And that's why we call this the Star of David. Now look at the Christmas tree for a minute, because there's a star on top of the Christmas tree. How many points does it have?
Five,
yes, it's got five. And how many points does the star have?
Six.
It has six, hasn't it? It has six. So what we're going to do, boys and girls, is we're going to use this six-pointed star, which is sometimes called a hexagram. I looked it up. So we're going to use this six-pointed star to help us something about Christmas. I'll tell you what we're going to do. First of all, we're going to think about the fact that the Lord Jesus is the one that Christmas is all about. He's the Savior. He's the Savior. Now, you might think that people would be thinking about Jesus at Christmas, but some people aren't. Some people aren't thinking about Jesus at all. They're having plenty of fun, and they're giving each other presents and all the rest, which is great. But they're not thinking about Jesus. I mean, can you imagine, boys and girls, if something like this happened? You meet one of your friends in the street one day, and they say, "It's your birthday next week, isn't it?" He said, "Yeah, yeah, it is. We're going to have a party for you." Really? What are you going to do? Oh, we're going to have some games. We're going to have lots of food. Oh, he said, "That's great. I look forward to that." Oh, hang on a minute. You're not coming. What? Would that make sense? That for his own birthday party, he's not allowed to come? Well, some people do that with Jesus, don't they? They think about Christmas and they enjoy everything else, but they don't think about Jesus. Well, you're not going to do that, are you? You're not going to make that mistake. You're going to think about Jesus all of this special time. 25th of December is the day that we celebrate Jesus' birthday. It's not the day that we think Jesus was born. This is Jesus' official birthday. The same way the king has a birthday that he celebrates with his family, and then there's a time whenever they'll have parades and all the rest of it in London. That's his official birthday. The 25th of December is Jesus' official birthday. That's why we celebrate his coming. But there's a problem, boys and girls. This Christmas, we recognize that the Lord Jesus is the Savior, so we'll put Jesus at the top point of the star, but we're down here at the bottom. We're sinners. We're far away from Jesus. How can we get to be with Jesus when we're sinners? The thing is, we've heard about Jesus and we know about Jesus, but somehow we're distant from him. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not, but when the wise men came to see Jesus, they traveled something like 800 miles. Something like that. About 800 miles. I don't know if you've ever been from between Belfast and Dublin. That's about 100 miles. So it's eight times the distance between Belfast and Dublin to get to Jesus. That's a lot. If they went 20 miles every day, that would take 40 days. I went to a good school. So, but it was a long, long journey. They were far away from Jesus. And boys and girls, because we are sinful, we're far away from Jesus. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We tell lies sometimes. We're nasty to other people. We disobey mom and dad maybe. And we're too selfish. And really, boys and girls, there's no doubt. We know that we're sinful. We know we're sinners. The good news is that the Lord came into the world to save sinners. But we're distant from him. How can we get to be there? Well, when we're thinking about our sin, some people don't realize exactly what that means. I don't know if anybody has an apple tree in their garden. maybe one or two might have. But you know, boys and girls, let me tell you that that apple tree is not an apple tree because it bears apples. It bears apples because it's an apple tree. It's in its nature to bear apples. And you and I are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we're sinners. It's in our nature, you see. We're far from Jesus. How can we approach him? How can we come close to him? Well, this is where we begin. But something has to help us. The first thing we have to recognize is in order to get to Jesus, we need the scriptures. We need the Bible. Because the Bible, it is who tells us, which tells us how we can get to the Lord Jesus. Now, what about the wise men? Did they have the Bible? Well, so far as they didn't have the New Testament that we have. But you know something? Maybe the wise men had more than we think. Now, if you think about north and south and east and west, where did the wise men come from? The east. They came from the east, okay? So you think if it's north is up here and south is down there, where's east?
No.
That way. Yeah, well, it's left. It's left from where I'm standing. Think of the word we. W-E. West, east. West, east. So the wise men came from the east. They came from a far, far country. But sometime before, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that there had been Jews taken away to the country called Babylon. And they took their scriptures with them. Many of them took the scriptures in their heart. They memorized it every day. And boys and girls, the Bible is helping you and me to find the Savior. The book of Daniel, remember Daniel? Daniel it was who lived in Babylon and whose story we read in the book of Daniel. He was the one who predicted some of the things that would happen. And one of the things he mentioned in chapter 9 of his book was the coming of the prince, the coming of the Messiah. And also in the Old Testament, you remember, written by Moses, the first few books were written by Moses. There was a story of a man called Balaam. And believe it or not, Balaam wrote about Jesus. He talked about a star coming out of Jacob. A star. So right in the Old Testament, we read all about the Lord Jesus and his coming. So the scriptures are showing us the way. And I hope, boys and girls, that you get to read the Bible each and every day. It's a little bit from it every day. Sort of gets into your heart. Of course, the New Testament that we have says that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So we have the scriptures. And there's something that we have to recognize we need to do. And that is to seek. In our hearts we know that we don't have all that we need. In our hearts we know how much we need someone to change us from being sinners into people that we ought to be. We need to seek. Do you remember how the Lord Jesus told a story about a lady who lost a coin? You remember that? You ever lost something and wondered where it was? Boy, it was tough to find it, wasn't it? Just like this lady, she hunted everywhere in her home. And maybe if you lose somebody, you look in your bedroom, you look in the living room, you look in the everywhere for that particular thing that you want, something that you've lost. You need to seek. And boys and girls, we need to recognize the need in our hearts so that we come to the Lord Jesus. We need somebody to help us to live right. We seek. And then we have to go on recognizing our wrongdoing and our sin. In order to come closer to Jesus, we have to say, sorry. Sorry. It's hard to say sorry sometimes. We have to recognize that we have done wrong. Do you know, whenever I was a wee lad, that wasn't yesterday, And I'd done something wrong, and my mum had caught me on doing it. She would come with her hand raised like that, and I would run away. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Was I sorry? No. I was just sorry I got caught. Just sorry I got caught. No, whenever we say sorry, we have to mean it from our hearts. Whenever we recognize our wrongdoing and our sin. So, you know, if you check in the Bible, you'll find that there are 10 different people who said, I have sinned. I have sinned. There are sort of 5 goodies and 5 baddies. When we say, I have sinned, like the publican, the tax collector in the temple, he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I hope, boys and girls, mums and dads, I hope that's what you will pray. That you own up to your sinfulness before God and you say sorry. But we're still not there. Just saying sorry doesn't bring us to Jesus and doesn't bring us forgiveness. You see, if we were to be forgiven, the Lord Jesus had to come, and God, through the Lord Jesus, was making a sacrifice. See, he went to the cross. He paid for your sin and for mine on the cross. God has to punish sin. And that's why the Lord Jesus went to the cross, to bear our punishment. Jesus said, I will take the punishment for their sin. Did the wise men know who Jesus was? I wonder if they did. You remember the gifts that they brought? Gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, we hear 3 gifts and we think there must have been 3 wise men. There might have been more than that. But they brought 3 gifts, didn't they? They brought gold. Maybe they knew that Jesus really was a king. They brought frankincense. Frankincense was used by the priests in the temple. Maybe they recognized that Jesus was come to bring people to God. And then they brought myrrh. What's myrrh? Myrrh is a substance that's used to treat a dead body. Strange thing to think about. But boys and girls, maybe the wise men knew that Jesus' coming had to do with death. Now, I was watching you when you were singing the song. And whenever you used the word Savior, what did you do? You pointed to your hands like that, you see. You were recognizing that Jesus came and died on the cross. And so the Lord has made it possible. God's made it possible for you and me because of the sacrifice of his Son. Now, boys and girls, I have to tell you this. There are some people who believe almost all of this. They know that they're sinful. They recognize that the Bible is the Word of God. They'll feel in their hearts that they need to seek him. They might even think about saying sorry. And they'll even say that they believe that Jesus died on the cross. But they're not forgiven. They're not Christians. They're not there. They have to go that last step. You have to believe. You have to trust him as your Savior. That's what I did when I was just 10 years of age. I'm glad I did, because God has been with me all through my life. The Lord Jesus has helped us all through life's experience. We begin as sinners. We see the scriptures. We seek him. We say sorry. We recognize the sacrifice. And finally, we come to put our trust in the Savior. It was back during the 1914-1918 war, which I hasten to tell you I know nothing about. But whenever there were young men that went out to fight in the war, apparently the homes where they came from would put a star in the window. And you could see that someone from that home had gone to fight in the war. Wee boy was walking out with his dad one night, and he was getting very excited about the stars. And the one said, look, Daddy, there's a star. Look, there's another one. And look, there's a house with 2 stars. And then he came to a break in the houses. And looking up into the night sky, he saw the evening star. And he caught his breath. He said, Daddy, look, Daddy. God must have given a son because he's put a star in his window. boys and girls, mums and dads, whenever God sent his son, he put a special star in the sky. Wise men followed that star till they came to where the young child, where Jesus was. And men and women, boys and girls, I do hope that looking at this star, we've been helped to understand how we can find our way to Jesus today. And I hope, boys and girls, that God will touch your heart and bring you to faith in Jesus, even today. Well, now we're going to sing one last carol. Sharon and Jackie are going to come back again, because they're the best singers in the church, it says here. So what better carol could we sing than "As with Gladness Men of Old Did the Guiding Star Behold"? We're singing four verses of this song, and after the introduction we'll stand together to sing. Father, we thank you once again for your presence with us during this service, when we've been thinking so much about the coming of the Lord Jesus and how those wise men came and sought him. Thank you for what we learned and heard through the children. We ask your rich blessing upon them once again this Christmas time. Father, we come to you, Lord, and ask that you'll dismiss us with your blessing. We pray that your presence will go with us into every single one of our homes. And grant, Lord, that these days we will remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. So, Father, bless us, we pray, in the worthy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we ask it. Amen.